We're praying the prayer with no reply. Words float off into the night. Couldn't cut our time with the sharpest knife. Oh, oh, God, forgive us. Silence isn't comfortable. We won't drive through peace and instant hope. Our shallow faith that has left us broke. God forgive us. Oh, oh, God forgive us. A slave to our uncertainty, help us with our unbelief. Oh, oh, God forgive us.
5:30. Young and old. Matthew 5:30 says, and if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go to hell. Let me say that again. Matthew 5:30 says, and if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go to hell. What does this mean? I'm reading from the book, Prayers for Those Standing on the Edge of Greatness, from the section, A Prayer for Forgiveness. Page 21 says, the act of cutting off our own hands is a powerful image. The sacrifice of the flesh may appear gruesome, but it symbolizes something bigger than that. It symbolizes overcoming physical attachment to attain spiritual consciousness. The Bible does not really mean for us to cut off our hands. The message of this passage is that we must make absolutely sure that nothing in our lives is out of sync with spirit, which expresses through us as love for all living creatures and certainly for all people. We are being asked to cut off and cast away from us, to move through, to pass over, to release whatever or whoever is not in our best interest. Whatever or whoever is not in our best interest. And so we may have attempted to release the situation or the circumstance or the person many times without success. But the process of releasing a thing or a person and moving on is a journey in and of itself. Sometimes we have to center ourselves in spirit to move and to more completely understand what or whom we need to release. Sometimes the person has already departed, or the situation ended a long time ago, and we do not even realize that we are still holding on. No matter what form the attachment takes, we become conscious of it when spirit calls us to move outside of our conflict and our comfort zone and let go and depart from whatever is keeping us from moving forward in our lives. Forgiveness is important for prayer to work. In Matthew 5, 22 through 24, Jesus said, "But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, beloved, go and be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. The gift that we bring to the altar is prayer. We must first reconcile with those we need to forgive before offering our prayers. This does not mean that you have to ask somebody for forgiveness or even that you have to provide a verbal forgiveness. It means that in your heart, you must forgive them. Prayer without forgiveness does not work.
The sun coming up on the earth, open up strong and we learn. Never done, never do. Seek, who is the one within we? I don't fear the answer. But I know hope, it has wings. I can see a rest with the King. Let it shine unbounded. Out of the mouth comes the water, out of the earth came a daughter. All I hear is to forgive. Out of the hands of Creator, I call out my heart, David.
The prayer reads, "Today I forgive everyone, and I start by forgiving myself. I forgive myself for not always being my best. I forgive myself for staying in relationships that do not work. I forgive myself for being afraid to do the things that I know I must do. I forgive myself for being undisciplined and disobedient. I forgive myself for not letting go and letting God. I forgive myself for ignoring obvious signs. I forgive myself for being tired when I want to be energetic. I forgive myself for being sloppy or disorganized when I don't have time. I forgive myself for not trying hard enough. I forgive myself for not having the conviction to be honest sometimes. I forgive myself for each time that I did not celebrate someone else. I forgive myself for not loving or respecting or cherishing myself. I forgive myself for past mistakes. And as I forgive myself, God forgives me. The past is not a mirror of the future. The future is made of the power of God's grace and God's victory. I move forward with love, the wisdom that is at the core of all forgiveness. I forgive myself, and I am instantly healed. I forgive myself, and my burdens drop with ease. I forgive myself, and my vision is deeper and clearer. I forgive myself, for now I see the light of the Holy Spirit empowering me. Now I see the light of the Holy Spirit empowering me.
It doesn't really matter what you did in the mud. It doesn't really matter what you did it for.
Or who you did it to.
The book Prayers for Those Standing on the Edge of Greatness at page 24. It says, to have the clarity to let go, we must open our eyes and see people, places, relationships, circumstances, and situations without denial or resistance. When we open our hearts with forgiveness rather than condemnation, we can accept that our spouses will not change simply because we want them to, that they are on their own path, learning their own lessons, which have nothing to do with us. We can accept that our parents did the best they could and are doing the best they can, and their criticisms of us have nothing to do with us, but are reflections of their own struggles. We can accept the past, realize that past mistakes cannot be changed, and move forward. We have to accept that people are in our lives only for a season. And when that season ends, we have to let them go. We cannot control the manner in which people make decisions, and we must respect them for who they are, regardless of our differences. We also have to recognize that sometimes people will not accept us for who we are. However, that is not a sign that we need to change. Instead, it is a signal for us to go on about our Father's business. We cannot change other people. They have to do that for themselves. But we can change how we allow other people to impact our lives and how we use the thoughts, gifts, and energies when we relate to them. When we are committed to liberating ourselves from the situations and the people that drain our resources, Spirit reveals to us what we need to know. And this knowledge provides us with the wisdom to let go of the past and move forward. One of the ways that Spirit guides us is through prayer. If you want an answer to a difficult problem, pray over it. When we heed the call of Spirit, it is easier to let go. We realize that we do not have to cling. We do not need to cling to anyone or anything. Spirit's good seeks us and flows to us with ease. We do not need to judge those around us or struggle to keep those bad influences in our lives with us. We begin to understand that friends, family, and acquaintances are doing whatever they need to do in their lives at their appointed time, in their appointed place. Our loved ones also live their lives in perfect and divine order. When we are able to pray and let them go, to live their lives in peace with the assurance that God is blessing them, then we are able to move forward and do what is best for us. On page 29, I release those who have harmed or hurt me in any way. I release unwanted touches and condemning words. I release every lie ever told. I release every secret ever held. I release the need to please others. I release loved ones to travel their own paths. I release worry and fear. I release any feelings of inadequacy. I release the need to purchase. I release the fear of failure or success. I release clutter and lack of organization and lack of discipline. I release caring about what others think. I release needing what others can give me. I let go of everything and everyone that is not for my highest good today. I let them fall like weights off my body and soar forward like the eagle that I am. I release fear and trepidation. I release pettiness and resentment. I release people and past relationships to live their greatest good, and I move forward unencumbered. I release wasting my time with foolishness. I release yesterday's self-imposed limitations. I release somebody else's definition of what I can do. I release and I let go. I release clutter, the excess in my life, my home, my space. I bless it and I let it go. I release the pain of transformation and let it be the happiness and the joy that it is. I release the pain of transformation and I allow change to be the happiness and the joy that it is. And so it is. So let it be. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, my son, look at what I've done, but I am learning. All my wife. You are my life, and I am burning still, burning still. Know that I am burning for you still. And all of my light is for you. And home's anywhere you are too. So take this one fallen man on his knees, saying please forgive me. Oh, my God, how you make it hard not to pick the apple, pick the apple. And Lord, I long to give it back, and I was on shaky land, lost and unsure.